Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Weight of What's Gone by Jenna Lowther is a compact, emotion-forward collection centered on grief, memory, and the quiet after loss. Framed as words and thoughts from a grieving heart, the book brings together short reflections, grief quotes, and poems that aim to put language to experiences many people struggle to describe. Rather than presenting grief as a problem to solve, the collection treats it as something lived day by day with shifting intensity and unexpected echoes. Readers can expect themes of longing, love that remains, and the exhausting pressure of continuing life while carrying absence. The tone is direct and intimate, designed to be read in small portions, revisited during hard moments, or used as a companion to journaling and remembrance rituals. For those seeking validation, gentleness, and recognizable feelings, this book positions itself as a steady hand, offering simple lines that acknowledge the weight of what is gone while honoring what still matters. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, naming the unnameable, giving language to grief. A central aim of the book is to supply words for the inner weather of mourning, the disbelief, the heaviness, the sudden flashes of memory, and the way ordinary routines can feel unreal. Many grieving readers do not need an argument or a lesson. They need recognition. Short quotes and poems can function like emotional labels, helping a person identify what is happening inside when their thoughts feel scattered or numb. In that sense, the collection works as a vocabulary bank for loss, offering phrasing a reader might borrow for journaling, a condolence card, or a conversation they are afraid to start. The brevity of the pieces matters because grief often reduces attention and energy. Rather than asking readers to push through long chapters, the book supports quick entry points that match the stop and start rhythm of mourning. This topic also highlights how language can reduce isolation. When a line matches what a reader feels, it signals that their response is not strange or wrong. It is human. By validating complex emotions without over-explaining them, the book invites readers to feel seen while they navigate an experience that can otherwise be painfully private. Secondly, love after loss, continuing bonds and memory. Another important theme is the idea that grief is not only about absence, but also about love that still exists. Many modern grief perspectives emphasize continuing bonds, the ways people stay connected to someone who has died through memory, ritual, and inner conversation. A poetry and quotes format is well suited to this because it can capture the small moments, hearing a familiar phrase, reaching for a phone to text, noticing an object that holds a story. The book appears to lean into the truth that mourning is often a measure of attachment and that remembering is not a failure to move on, but a way to keep meaning intact. This topic also includes the tension between holding on and moving forward. Readers may recognize the push and pull between wanting to preserve every detail and wanting relief from constant ache. The collection can help normalize that paradox by treating memory as both comfort and pain. For people who worry they are forgetting, short reflective pieces can act as prompts to recall, write down stories, or create gentle commemorations. In this way, the book supports the reader in carrying love forward without demanding that they erase the person they miss. Thirdly, the daily reality of grief, waves, triggers, and fatigue, grief is rarely linear, and this collection is positioned to reflect that uneven pattern. The lived reality includes waves that arrive without warning, emotional triggers embedded in places and dates, and a level of fatigue that can make simple tasks feel impossible. Quotes and poems can mirror this episodic experience because they land quickly, like a thought that surfaces during a commute or in the middle of the night. This topic focuses on the ordinary challenges, getting through work, answering messages, attending gatherings, or facing silence at home. Readers often need reassurance that their shifting emotions are normal, that having a good hour does not mean they loved less, and that collapsing later does not mean they are failing. A book of short pieces can also serve as a grounding tool. A reader can open to any page when they feel flooded, find a few lines that match their mood, and take a small breath before continuing. The emphasis is not on fixing grief, but on surviving it moment by moment. By acknowledging exhaustion and unpredictability, the collection can lessen shame and help readers anticipate that triggers will happen while also believing they can endure them. Fourthly, permission to feel anger, guilt, and complicated emotions. Many people enter grief expecting sadness, but are surprised by anger, resentment, guilt, relief, or emotional numbness. A meaningful grief collection makes room for this entire spectrum without judging it. This topic highlights the value of permission, the sense that a reader is allowed to feel what they feel, even when emotions conflict. Anger can arise from unfairness, from medical or systemic failures, or from the future that was taken away. Guilt can attach to things said or unsaid, to moments of impatience, or to simply surviving. Numbness can appear as the mind protects itself. The book, as a set of thoughts from a grieving heart, can validate these reactions by presenting them as part of the landscape rather than moral problems. That validation can be especially helpful for readers who feel pressure to be strong, spiritual, productive, or socially pleasant. The short-form format also supports emotional honesty because it can state a feeling directly without needing to justify it. When a reader sees their own difficult emotions reflected, they may become more willing to talk to a trusted friend, join a support group, or seek counseling. The result is not instant healing, but reduced isolation and less self-blame. Lastly, finding small anchors, coping, ritual, and gentle hope. While grief literature should not rush readers into positivity, many people do look for small anchors that make life feel survivable. This topic addresses the way a quotes and poems collection can offer gentle hope without denying pain. Hope in grief is often practical rather than inspirational, the idea that you can get through tonight, that your body can rest, that joy may return in brief glimpses, and that love can coexist with sorrow. The book can also encourage rituals of remembrance and self-care. Readers might use particular lines as daily readings, as prompts for writing letters to the person they lost, or as captions for memory albums. They may mark meaningful dates with simple acts, such as lighting a candle, visiting a place, or cooking a familiar meal. These practices can provide structure when everything feels unstructured. Another anchor is community. Sharing a short poem or quote with someone who understands can open conversation without requiring a long explanation. Over time, these small actions can help a reader rebuild a sense of identity and continuity. The emphasis remains gentle. Progress is not measured by forgetting, but by learning how to carry the weight with more support, clearer language, and occasional moments of steadiness. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who are actively grieving a death, a breakup, a life change, or any loss that leaves an ongoing ache. It also fits supportive friends, partners, and caregivers who want language that honors grief without offering hollow reassurance. Because the collection uses short quotes and poems, it benefits people who cannot focus on long chapters or who need something they can return to in brief, intense moments. The practical value is emotional validation. It can help readers name what they feel, reduce the sense of being alone, and create small routines of reflection through journaling, remembrance, or quiet reading. Compared with many grief books that focus on step-by-step frameworks or clinical explanations, The Weight of What's Gone offers a different kind of support. It provides companionship rather than instruction, meeting the reader where they are instead of pushing them toward a timeline. That makes it worth buying for those who already understand the facts of grief but need words that feel personal and immediate. As a portable, revisit-friendly resource, it can become part of a reader's coping toolkit alongside therapy, support groups, and trusted relationships. If you would like to support Jenna Lothert, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.